10th of June, 1936. Talk number 198. Some ladies asked if there is rebirth of man as a lower animal. Maharshi, yes, it is possible, as illustrated by Jada Bharata, the scriptural anecdote of a royal sage having been reborn as a deer. Devotee, is the individual capable of spiritual progress in the animal body? Maharshi, not unlikely, though it is exceedingly rare. Devotee, what is Guru's grace? How does it work? Maharshi, Guru is the self. Devotee, how does it lead to realization? Maharshi, God is the same as Guru and self. A person begins with dissatisfaction. Not content with the world, one seeks satisfaction of desires by prayers to God. One's mind is purified. He longs to know God more than to satisfy his carnal desires. Then God's grace begins to manifest. God takes the form of a guru and appears to the devotee, teaches him the truth, purifies the mind by his teachings and contact. The mind gains strength, is able to turn within. With meditation, it is purified yet further, and eventually remains still, without the least ripple. That stillness is the self. The guru is both exterior and interior. From the exterior, he gives a push to the mind to turn within. From the interior, he pulls the mind towards the self and helps the mind to achieve quietness. That is grace. Hence, there is no difference between God, guru, and the self. Talk number 199. The ladies later asked several questions relating to their present inability to realize the already realized eternal self. The sign of realization would be bliss, which was absent. Maharshi said, "There is only one consciousness. But we speak of several kinds of consciousness, as body consciousness, self-consciousness. They are all relative states of the same absolute consciousness. Without consciousness, time and space do not exist. They appear in consciousness. It is like a screen on which these are cast as pictures and move as in a cinema show. The absolute consciousness is our real nature." Devotee, from where do these objects arise? Maharshi, just from where you rise. Know the subject first and then question about the object. Devotee, it is only one aspect of the question. Maharshi, the subject comprehends the object also. That one aspect is an all-comprehensive aspect. See yourself first, and then see the objects. What is not in you cannot appear outside. Devotee, I am not satisfied. Maharshi, satisfaction can be only when you reach the source. Otherwise, restlessness exists. Devotee, is the Supreme Being with or without attributes? Maharshi, know first if you are with or without attributes. Devotee, what is samadhi? Maharshi, one's own true nature. Devotee, why then is effort necessary to attain it? Maharshi, whose is the effort? Devotee, Maharshi knows that I am ignorant. Maharshi, do you know that you are ignorant? Knowledge of ignorance is no ignorance. All scriptures are only for the purpose of investigating if there are two consciousnesses. Everyone's experience proves the existence of only one consciousness. Can that one divide itself into two? Is any division felt in the self? Awaking from sleep, one finds oneself the same in the wakeful as well as in the sleep states. That is the experience of each one. The difference lies in seeking, in the outlook. Because you imagine that you are the seer separate from the experience, this difference arises. Experience shows that your being is the same all through. Devotee, from where did ignorance come? Maharshi, there is no such thing as ignorance. It never arises. Everyone is knowledge itself. Only knowledge does not shine easily. The dispelling of ignorance is wisdom, which always exists. That is, the necklace remaining round the neck, though supposed to have been lost. Or each of the 10 fools failing to count himself and counting only the others. To whom is knowledge or ignorance? Devotee, can we not proceed from external to internal? Maharshi, is there any difference like that? Do you feel the difference external and internal in your sleep? This difference is only with reference to the body and arises with body consciousness. I thought the so-called waking state is itself an illusion. Turn your vision inward, and then the whole world will be full of the Supreme Spirit. The world is said to be illusion. Illusion is really truth. Even the material sciences trace the origin of the universe to some one primordial matter, subtle, exceedingly subtle. God is the same both to those who say the world is real and to their opponents. Their outlook is different. You need not entangle yourself in such disputes. The goal is one and the same for all. Look to it.